on KX93.5, your daily scramble news now.
First in local news, courtesy of the Laguna Beach Independent Newsroom, there will be a town hall meeting today from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Susie Q Center in Laguna that the public is invited to in order to give input on the community cultural plan. That's what a consulting team is working on to help shape the future of arts in Laguna. A table will be set up specifically for next generation ideas to seek the opinion of young residents. Also, if you haven't yet filled out the survey that addresses your tastes in local arts and culture events, you can find it on the city website, and your ideas on that survey or at the town hall meeting tonight could help shape Laguna's future and affect the decision on whether to implement a new cultural center in town.
If you've got a minute, you should do that. I did it last night at the survey.
Yeah.
But it's really cool. And it, actually, the best place to find it is lbartsplan.com. It takes a minute. It takes maybe 5, 6, 7 minutes to complete it. But you're really helping the city if you give your opinion on that survey.
Right. And as we've discussed, there's some uncertainty and a lot of rumors going around about what's going to happen to our movie theater.
Oh, yes.
This is a big part of that, folks. Yeah. So if you want to contribute to potentially what that is.
We're following that really closely at KX93.5. We will give you information as soon as we get it.
Yeah. In Irvine this weekend, a mother in labor with her fifth child gave birth to a baby boy on a sidewalk.
Wow.
The 41-year-old woman was rushing to her car to leave to give birth to the baby, but by the time the ambulance arrived, she was already in labor.
Crikey.
After the paramedics helped her deliver the boy on the sidewalk, the mother and child were taken to Saddleback Memorial Medical Center in Laguna Hills, and apparently they're both totally fine.
Fifth child, man.
Yeah.
Wow. I think she'll name it like pavement or something, or concrete.
Cement Smith.
Well, good luck to a fifth child. I mean, by that time, I suppose they just drop out, don't they?
I guess.
Oh, just get that one for me, will you?
There actually was a quote in the story that was something quite like that. Just slipped right out.
Yeah, no doubt.
National news this weekend, the Air Force announced that its planes will be equipped with heat lasers by 2020. These armaments, dubbed Directed Energy Weapons Pods, will be mounted on American warplanes and serve to burn missiles, UAVs, even other combat aircraft clean out of the sky. But before it enters operational service, the system must first pass a grueling set of field tests against mortars, rockets, UAVs, missiles, and both ground and air vehicles at the White Sands Missile Range in New Mexico.
And a panel of 14-year-old boys have to think it's really cool.
Do I count? Because I think
you could think it's
awesome.
Cool. I know. The Force be with you.
It's so Star Wars. Yeah. It really is Star Wars. Yeah. And a tiny droid will be on the top.
No doubt.
Controlling where the missiles go. I'm very excited. I don't know why I'm excited. I don't know how this affects me.
That's why there's war.
It's just cool.
You are why there's war,
it's
Tyler.
It's just cool. In world news, South Korea, host of the 2018 Winter Games, has been accused of bulldozing a 500-year-old virgin forest to make room for an Olympic ski slope. The site is on the sacred Mount Gariwang, a mountain
new,
with...
Steve Carell movie, the 500-year-old virgin forest.
new Jason Fetty film, Mount Gariwang, a mountain with connections to the Joseon ruling dynasty. The country's last royal dynasty, which lasted more than 500 years till 1897. The forest is also home to four dangerously threatened animal species like the Eurasian otter, the leopard cat, the marten, and the flying squirrel. Anyway, the Pyeongchang Olympic Federation Committee says that damage done to the forest was limited by avoiding major vegetation habitats and promised to replace more than 1,200 trees after the Olympic Games are finished to restore the forest.
Stop. That's literally your daily scrambled news. I'm Tyler Russell. What is that? That's like an elongated sorbet of the day. I have no idea what that story was about. Somebody could call in, please, and tell me.
It's about Mount Gariwang.
What?
Mount Gariwang's forest is going to get torn down. And Pyeongchang.
What?
It says it's going to. They're going to replace it after.
They're going to tear down the forest and build a P.F. Chang's. I'm not surprised. Not the first time.
An Olympic ski slope. All right, entertainment news. This is a lot more simple. The Emmys were last night. They were mostly business as usual, but Tracy Morgan showed up. He made a surprise appearance to announce last night's award, Best Drama Series, which went to Game of Thrones, by the way. Yeah. He was pretty emotional, as it was his first public appearance since the car accident that put him in a coma for 8 days and gave him brain damage. He said, quote, "Only recently I've started to feel like myself again, which means a whole lot of y'all women are going to get pregnant at the after party." So he was back to cracking jokes.
Right. He's slightly damaged in the brain, yeah. Clearly.
Veep won Best Comedy. It dethroned Modern Family for the first time since 2009. John Hamm won Best Actor in a Drama for Mad Men. Viola Davis became the first African-American woman to win Best Actress in a Drama for How to Get Away with Murder, and she used her speech to call for equality for black women in Hollywood. And Julia Louis-Dreyfus won Best Actress in a Comedy for Veep, and Jeffrey Tambor won the Male